Random art tips and rambles with Rafi.
Hola, you amazing artist. It's Rafi, and welcome to the Rogue Community Podcast. So today I want to talk about something that I think is important, and it's really tied into validation that artists are usually seeking when they're out there, or any creative that wants to put their art, whether it's a musician, a writer, an artist, a sculptor, a jewelry maker, any of us that really create stuff that comes from within ourselves, we find ourselves trying to seek validation because, honestly, in this world, we're told repeatedly that being an artist is selfish, it's not practical, and that it's childish. And nothing could be further from the truth. I think one of the issues that we run into is that a lot of times when, as a creative, when we want to do this as a career, where we want to create our art, put it out there, and allow people to purchase it, to buy it, to own a small piece of what it is that we create, I think a lot of times when you get into that place, you're struggling with this idea that this is not real, that this is selfish, that if you were a productive member of society, you'd be doing something else. And artists are extremely powerful. Artists are the ones that change the world. And I want to put this into perspective because I've had corporate jobs. I've worked for other people. I've been what is considered a cog in the machine. And, you know, with that idea, it's that you are a productive member of society. You're doing something that works within the normal realm of what we should be doing as humans. And really, there's a cap to that. There's a limitation to how much you can actually give back to the world because you're part of someone else's cog, or machine. You're part of someone else's dream, someone else's project, someone else's thing. And I think that I know that a lot of creatives go through the process of having a real job, like, you know, a quote unquote real job, and really, really struggling with that sense of self-identity and wanting to present their work to the world, wanting to share something with the world, always feeling like there's something missing, like, you know, I should be doing more. And the struggle there is that on the one hand, you're like, I should be doing more. But then on the other hand, it's like, well, this is ridiculous. This is dumb. Am I being selfish? You know, for a lot of people making that decision to venture into an art career, it might mean that you need to make more time for your art. And you might be surrounded by people that make you feel like you're selfish, or you're being, you know, you're not practical, or you're being childish because you want to dedicate more time to your art. It's funny because these are the things that rule us, right? It's money and time. A lot of times we sacrifice what it is that we want to do in the world because of not having enough time or not having enough money or being dependent on a particular source for money. And it kind of dictates what you allow yourself to do and what you allow yourself not to do. The other part of this is that a lot of times art is seen as just a decoration and that it serves no real purpose, right? So I think that that adds to that whole thing of being selfish and not practical and childish is that we look at art, and for a lot of people, the idea is that art is just a decoration that you put on your wall. Art is a decoration that the rich put on their wall. Art is this dark thing that rich people use for money laundering. Art is this thing that people that have disposable income will put on their wall, right? Because a lot of the world right now is living in what is called survival mode, right? So it's basically you're working check to check. And for a lot of artists, that's where we're at. We're in that place where we're like working check to check. And this idea of going into a world that is not, there is no security. When you're an artist, there is no income that comes in every week. And I think that the idea that a lot of people have is that the income coming in every single week, that's responsible, that's being practical, that if you go into the other place, then you're being selfish, especially if you have people that depend on you, right? And you're supposed to shoulder the burden of all of that. And the reality is that as an artist, there is no cap, right? Basically, what you put in is what you get out. Now, I don't know about you, but I did work for corporate for a vast majority of my life. And a lot of it was dog eat dog, trying to, you know, you basically will claw your way to the top of the ladder, hoping that your review is good, hoping that you get some kind of promotion where you could have more money. You want to like fight to get that bonus. Essentially, the more money you make for whatever company it is that you work, the more of a bonus you get. But it's like piddlings. It's like somebody throwing some change at you. And trust me, like I had a pretty big salary and I made pretty good money when I was in corporate. However, even with that, there was a cap to it. There was always a cap to how much you could make. And really, at the end of the day, you were just jumping through hoops, trying to get validation to be able to move forward. And in a lot of cases, people, you know, I know that with some jobs, it was more along the lines of like you're walking on eggshells, hoping that you don't get fired because maybe something is going on with the company where they're laying people off. It sucks. That existence sucks, right? But yet somehow we look at that existence and we look at our lives and we say, you know what, that's better than being in a place where there is no security whatsoever. And yet what is better is a false sense of security. The defining factor there for a lot of people is the fact that it's like, well, at least here I'm able to do something that I'm able to tell other people, this is what I do, and they get it. You know, that they get it. Like, I am a manager, I work in a corporate, whatever, this is what I do, right? When you say that you're an artist, that can mean so many different things to so many different people that if you're counting on that validation from the response from people, chances are you're not going to get it, because being an artist is almost like telling somebody that you're a magical unicorn. It's hard for them to grasp what exactly that means. Now, I'll tell you very simply, I tell people that I'm an artist, and even when it looks like their brain is short circuiting, I'm a business person. This is what I do. I do this for a living. I promote my art. I wear a lot of hats with my business, right? And the difference between doing the corporate gig and doing this, what I do, is understanding that I have a choice on what it is that I put out in the world. I have a choice in what it is that I do to express myself, the artwork that I create, the music that we create, the different things that we create, and understanding that really at the end of the day, it comes down to me being authentic and expressing myself and putting myself out there, because when I'm lying on my deathbed, I'm not going to think to myself like, oh, I wish I would have made more money, or I wish I would have been more, you know, normal or responsible. I wish I would have been less selfish. I wish I would have been more practical. It's like different things like that. Like, I wish I had not taken myself into account and tried to pursue something that I loved. Like, that's just not the things that you're going to say when you're on your deathbed. When it comes to art, the art that you create, especially if you're being authentic, your art has the capability of changing the world. Maybe not in a big, loud bang, but little by little by little, incrementally, as you continue to pursue this thing, as you persistently put yourself out there, it's such a powerful thing because it really does open up the awareness. Even for people that don't understand what it means to be an artist, when they see you go out there and fail and fall on your face and then succeed and pick yourself back up and dust yourself off and keep going, that in of itself is an art form that is an inspiration to many. When they see you putting something, being vulnerable and putting yourself out there, that chips away at the wall that the world has built around itself, where a lot of people, you know, it goes against the grain of normal thinking, and it really allows people to dream a little bit more, which I think, unfortunately, you know, gets pushed out. They tell you, don't daydream in class. Don't, you got to be paying attention. You got to pay attention to this thing that I want you to pay attention to. And as artists, we tend to go against that. We tend to fight against that. We tend to fight against conformity. And I think that it's vastly important that we do what we do, because no matter what it is that we're putting out there, we are going against the grain, fighting against conformity, not just living a copacetic life. We are pushing for more. We are constantly striving for more. And that is an inspiration in of itself, not to mention the amazing art that you put out there that will have an impact on that person or those group of people. You, what you do, what you create matters more than anything else that you could be doing out there. Trust me, because it leaves a lasting impression and it will continue to live on even after you have been on your deathbed and saying, you know what, I'm happy that I decided to live the life that I wanted to live. It's so inspirational, you guys. So keep creating, keep putting yourself out there, keep inspiring the world. You and what you do matters. It is not selfish at all, and it is more than practical. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with being childish. Don't let the world get rid of that childlike adventure, sense of adventure, sense of creativity that you have within you. None of us want to be boring adults. So go out there, keep creating. You guys are amazing. I totally adore you. And I will see you next week. Adios.